Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at the topic of being thankful for a God who builds. And the key verse kind of wrapped the devotion around says, unless the Lord builds the house, its workers labor in vain. And I thought about that and wrote that. I was in Kansas City, I believe. I've forgotten now. But I was at a convention last year. And I write in the full devotion that my hotel room was facing in such a way I could not see the sunrise. And that's always the dilemma in a city is I like the high floors. I can have a view. But normally it's such that I either get the sunset or the sunrise and not both. Sometimes I end up with neither. This was one I could not see the sunrise, but as I continued to watch, it wasn't long before the colors and the warmth began to creep around the edges of the buildings and soon was visible in a unique way. And I thought about the way God builds, the way He works, the fact that it's not always that we get a front row seat to what God is doing. Or if we do, we don't recognize He's at work. And so we're not paying close attention. But even if we don't recognize it, even if we're not on a front row seat, if we're looking, we can generally see the work of God going on around us. In an era where so many are trying to figure out how to build a church, and not the building, the gathering of people, how to grow a church, how to make it bigger, how to make it more visible, how to make it more attractive. We live in a time that it seems that our first inclination is to turn to all of the marketing gurus and the church growth experts and a whole list of people that, well, many of them have decided the best way is to look more like the world. The best way is the things that work in business, in corporations. And many of them that I've listened to their pitch have little to say about God building the house, about looking at God's word, about understanding His purpose for the church and His plan for how the church ought to function as a body, as a family, as His body, and as His family. When I first really had the idea of the prayer ministry come to mind, it was over 20 years ago now. And originally, the idea wrapped around a gap ministry, and that was where it began. And in my typical desire and usage of acronyms and acrostics, a gap was a combination of God Answers Prayer and God Always Provides. And it began with one verse laid on heavy upon my heart and my mind about God looking for someone who would stand in the gap so that He would not destroy the land. And then that sad line that says, but He found no one. So that desire to be one who would stand in the gap, to be one who would teach and train and help others to grow as those who would stand in the gap on behalf of their family, on behalf of their church, on behalf of their community, and through prayer. Then as the ministry took on different aspects and phases and worked in combination with different groups and churches and eventually became Impact Prayer Ministry. And there were always times where, in my mind, I kind of had figured out how I would like it to go, what I would like it to look like, what I would like it to accomplish in any given year. And it would seem like each year God would continually teach me that He was in charge. It was His ministry. He would build it and grow it as He saw fit. It was my job to follow, to obey, to be faithful in doing the things He had equipped me to do, the things that He had called me to do. And I think sometimes I was always looking for an easy way out. I remember the first book that I was able to publish, a book of poems. What I called a prayer-based devotional. And I had a lot of good feedback on it, people that really enjoyed the poetry. In my mind, as I had that published and printed, I kept thinking, wow, God, this is great. You're going to use this to fully fund the ministry. You're going to use this so that I can devote even more time to helping others and to praying and to serving people in through the prayer ministry. And then the orders didn't really roll in as I had anticipated. I would give books to family and friends. I would have somebody order one on Amazon and every month or so, and it just wasn't really raking in the money as I had kind of hoped for. And in that process of spending time with God, it became clear in my prayer time of His confirmation, of His communication, is that that's not what He gave it for. That wasn't its purpose. That was my idea for it, but it wasn't His. And His idea was that I would share it. And I tell people often as I travel, as I have books out for display, that if that book did not exist, I don't think any of the others would. And if I had not made the decision, been prompted to make the decision to give them away, I don't think any of the others would exist either. And God has built this writing ministry, this encouragement ministry, this prayer ministry that continues to trust Him to supply all that's needed. But He's done it in a way that does not make sense to the world. The marketing gurus and the growth experts say you can't give books away. You can't just hand them out. You can't do that. And God continually says, trust me. I'm building this house. You'll do it my way. Or it will crumble. And today I would encourage you to look at your life, the work that God has called you to do, and consider how often you go to Him to seek His way. to seek His way, to minister, to serve, to be the representative of Jesus that you're called to be in your workplace, in your home, in your church, in your community. You see, God's the one that is a builder. And when you allow Him to build your life, your family, your witness, He'll do it in a way that only He can. A way that's much bigger and better. And bigger is kind of the relative term. God's not impressed with size. He's impressed with faithfulness. So when I say a ministry, a life that's bigger, I'm talking about more faithful, more obedient, more Christ-like. When the crowds would come to Jesus and they would start leaving, and the disciples got a little bit concerned. Jesus, you're offending them with your words. You're saying things that they're not staying. They're going someone else. They're seeking somebody else to listen to. Maybe you ought to tone it down a little. And instead of changing His methods, instead of changing His message, He actually turned to the disciples as though, are you going to leave too? You see, we need to live life in such a way that God builds our house. He builds His house in us. We are the temple of God, the dwelling place of God's Spirit. And we want to represent Jesus well. We want to do things in a way that people see Him. If I draw people to the best coffee in the city, but I failed to represent Jesus, I've not done really any good. It's this concept of who's doing the planning, the building, the developing. What's noticed the most? Is it me or is it Jesus? Do we look for the right gimmick? Or do we look to the builder and say, what do you want? How can I serve? How can I help? How can I love and show compassion and mercy? How can Jesus be seen in what I'm doing? Can He be seen in what I'm doing? Or is this an ego trip? Well, I can tell you, it's pretty easy to get on an ego trip and justify why it's not that. It really is about everybody else. And know deep in our heart that that's not true. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to examine who's in charge. Your responses to what you see on social media. Who's in charge? Who's building that house? That room of your house? Your involvement in a local church gathering. Or lack of involvement in a local church gathering. Who's in charge of that? You? Church leaders? Friend? family member, or God? The way you live within your family, within your community, who's in charge? Who's building that room of your house? We can build some pretty impressive things on our own, but they won't last. What would it take for the Lord to be the builder of every room in your house of life? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you love us so much. And in your love that you have come to us to involve us in your work. Your word tells us you've created in advance good works for us to do. Father, I confess that there's times in my life that I've run on ahead. I've made my own plans. I've decided how that work ought to look, how it ought to be accomplished, and even what it ought to accomplish. Forgive me for those times where I try to take on the role of the architect and builder. Father, today I pray that we would look to you and be thankful that you are a builder. You are the architect. You know what will last and what endures. So, Father, help us to look to you for wisdom, for guidance, for direction, for every room in our life. May we allow you to be the builder, so that our work, that our labors are not in vain. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, and I pray that as we raise children, that we would see in that process you as the builder, as the one that knows what we ought to do and how we ought to do it and how to be the examples that draws them more closely to you. Father, may our children see us relying upon you for direction, relying upon you for instruction, relying upon you for the blueprints of how we do every aspect of our life. Father, that as our children see that in us, that they would learn from us to follow you more fully and to gaze more intently into your word. Father, today I pray that we would live life in such a way that we would reject the wisdom of this world, that we would see how inferior it is compared to your wisdom. Father, that we would look to you as the architect and builder. That even the things that seem foolish to this world, that we are consistently being told to reject and to set aside and to not make visible, may we cling to those things that represent Jesus. I think of Paul preaching about the foolishness of the cross and how it's a stumbling block to those who don't believe, but how it's the power, your power of salvation to those who do believe. So, Father, as we build, may we build on the foundation of your word, the foundation of the example of Jesus. Father, may we build not as the architect, not as the chief builder, but as those who are workers. As those who put every board of this structure into place according to your instructions and according to your design. Father, today help us to live life in a way that is not lived in vain. In a way that recognizes you as the one in charge, the one that we want to obey. Father, as you build our house, as you build every room in our house, every room in our life, may we consistently lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.